We've got family drama, but lots and lots of family fun. Tune in, guys. It's the first episode of Family Reunion on Netflix. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Hi, everybody. Welcome in. It's our first episode of our family reunion after show. We are so, so excited. We just watched the first episode and we loved it. And we are very, very excited to get right into it. I am your host for today. I am Alexis Brown. And to my left, we have Regina Coles, who is our mama bear, will be giving us lots and lots of old school perspective.
Yes.
You excited about that?
I'm really excited.
Good. And we have Shay, who is just a huge fan of all things family reunions. I mean, she loves it, right?
I do. I love it. Seen it. And, you know, me and Tia are cancer sisters. And me and, her son share a birthday.
Yes.
So, you know.
Shout out to the cancers. I too am a cancer, so
me
I love
too.
Them. And then down on the end, we have our Instagram queen, our queen of news and gossip, Zakiya.
Yes, super excited.
Excited to be hosting with all these beautiful ladies. Mm-hmm. So let's get right into it. Starting off with, what did we think of this episode?
I thought this episode really was fantastic. It covered all the dynamics of family, mm-hmm. starting with the family reunion and everything that can happen, go wrong or be right, during a family reunion with the good food, you name it.
Yes.
It was awesome.
Yes.
What do you think, Shay?
I loved it. Mm-hmm. I'm just a huge fan of Loretta Devine and Tia Mari, and just having them all together doing a show that actually does show Black excellence and Black families in a way we haven't seen in a while on television, even if it is streaming. I'm just here for it.
Same. Absolutely loved it. Loved everything as far as Black culture. So just speaking of mac and cheese, sweet potato pie, just whoopings, the Black Panther Party. Like, it was just so much. Like, I'm like, oh, key. So yes. I was ecstatic.
Yes. You can definitely tell the difference between Black shows that are written by Black writers, yes. versus mm-hmm. Black shows that aren't, because you can just feel that they really understand, mm-hmm. and we go through a lot of the same things. So to watch it, I was like, wow, you can tell the writer's a Black woman because she's dealt with a lot of the same things I've dealt
Absolutely.
With. So that was exciting to watch. So let's get right on to it. We start off in the beginning with our family coming into town. They're coming to Columbus, Georgia, all the way from across the country in Seattle, Washington, to visit Mo's family for their family reunion. And as soon as we get there, we have tons of family drama, but mainly it being with kind of the old school rules versus mm-hmm. the new school rules. What are some of those that stood out to you?
Well, I'm going to let my lovely co-host talk about,
anybody
the new school
talk.
Rules.
Oh, me?
It's
oh,
our mama
like,
bear. I'll hold back
okay.
a bit.
New school rule was them having their children give their own punishment
mm-hmm.
for what the crime that they did in the parlor. That was new for me,
mm-hmm.
just hearing that.
Yeah. What about you, Zuki?
New was basically probably, like, partying with the kid. Like, she was in trouble. I thought it was super cute, though. Like, that's a good way of punishment. It's kind of, like, embarrassing them / partying, and then them all sneaking in together. Like, okay, we're back to the old school. Let's sneak back into the house, and then your mother just hears you like, hey, like, I hear y'all coming in, so, hey, you can just come through the door like you're already in trouble, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing that stood out to me in the beginning was the fact that they didn't have Wi-Fi. Like, I go to Columbus, Georgia all the time, and I have grandparents, but they have Wi-Fi. And
oh, really?
Yeah, so I was really surprised them coming in. It's like, oh, there's no Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, that would have taken me aback
really
just in
out
the beginning.
In the country.
So it was just kind of interesting to see how different things were just in the few minutes of them just being in Seattle.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so it's definitely right away you notice a cultural difference.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jay, the daughter, she was teasing the kids that she came into contact with her age
mm-hmm.
about their southern drawl, like, mm-hmm. y'all, you know.
Fixing.
So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that dynamic there, the city kid versus the country kid.
Right.
So you get that.
Yeah, so you definitely saw that with them coming in. It was a huge introduction for our characters and an introduction for us on how different things are. But before we go on to our next topic, Regina, you have a message for our viewers?
Well, we definitely, here at AfterBuzz TV, we just want to thank everyone for your support, and we just ask for your continued support by going on iTunes and giving us a 5-star rating.
Yes.
And also going on YouTube, guys, and subscribing to our channel. Come on, let us see those numbers go up. Mm-hmm. And we love all your comments always and those thumbs up. We just get so excited. So please continue to support us here at AfterBuzz TV. We couldn't do it without you.
We couldn't do it without you. And one thing I am very excited about after doing all of these shows is getting to read all of your comments.
Yes.
And seeing what everybody's thinking of the show. So in all of the old school versus new school battle, they talked about how that they were required to go to church the next morning. Mm-hmm. So we see that. We see them going into the Southern church. What do you all think? Is anybody here from the South? Anybody on our panel?
I'm from the southern part of the state. So
okay.
I've been known as country a time or two, which is totally fine. But that church, I was just like... It seriously is like kind of almost like being at home in a way, you know, and especially when the older people get the Holy Ghost and you're a kid and you're watching the people get the Holy Ghost, you're just like, I think you need to calm down.
Yeah.
I have questions now because I was required to go to church every Sunday as a kid growing up.
What do you think?
I think a lot stood out to me. So the 3 hours later, black churches always go for
way too long.
But it's so great. And just seeing everyone, like the overflow of people. So like people were standing up. Like that's how you know, like this is a Southern black church. Like we're packed. Yeah. It's Sunday. This is where you're supposed to be at. So so that was, and then the big hats.
Of course the big hats. Or the, you know, the finger.
Yeah, the finger when you have to walk out. I'm from the South. I'm from a town way smaller than Columbus. So when I saw that, I was like, wow, this is my church.
Well, you know, the thing that didn't surprise me, which goes back to the new schools, is like the little boy told his grandma, we don't go to church. When we go to what? The Bedside Church?
Yes.
Bedside Baptist Church. And the grandma, because I know growing up myself, going down to Mississippi, it was church. Every day, just about, not just Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Yep. It's always some type of church. But that's getting back to your roots. And I think we're missing more of that with bringing, raising our kids nowadays.
Yes, I agree. I definitely agree with
that. That was refreshing to see.
It was very refreshing to see. One thing that did happen at church, though, was Jade, our oldest daughter, got introduced to Ava by her grandmother, and her grandmother thought that she was going to be a good influence for her.
I called out before we even got to the scene.
So it actually ended up being the opposite. So what did you guys think of that, Shay? You called it out when we watched it.
Okay. I'm a Christian, right? Grew up Christian, Baptist Christian. But I also just know sometimes, man, we get into some things. That's all I'm going to say on that one without getting too deep or it. You know, insulting anybody that I don't want to insult, so.
About you, Zakiya.
But I caught it, so.
It's just, I think it's just typical. Like, we always see that, like, we have to go by the rules, study the Bible, do this, and then it's like, let's lay loose. Like, let loose and let down my hair. So, it was just fun. I don't think she was typically, like, bad. Yeah. She was just, like, the teenage, like, inquisitive, like, I want to have fun. Like, girl, I'm not
and
like
you know
that.
How to play your parents at that
exactly.
age, too, especially when you're, like, you're seen as a good child with your glasses and your hair up and you're in church and Bible school. But then you're, like, that's just one personality. That is not the full package of who I am.
Yeah, I mean, I actually was kind of happy that she ran into her. I think, you know, she needed to meet some friends and she needed to have some fun. And we also saw her get introduced to a possible love interest with Drew. Zakiya called it in our pre-show. She said that she thought the oldest daughter was going to get a boyfriend. So what are we thinking about that? Are we excited?
I'm excited. I'm seeing Drew and her, and then I'm also seeing, like, a little love triangle going on.
Maybe with Michaela.
Interesting.
You think Michaela?
Michaela gonna, like I said, I know some things. Michaela gonna be around.
Okay.
I don't know if that's actually what's gonna be, but she gonna be around. She is, like, not the last we've seen of Michaela.
Even if not as a love triangle, but just as the mean girl, you know, that's going to give Jade a hard time. What do you think?
Well, I think she's going to have more than one suitor.
That's what I'm thinking too.
Other little guy with the fork in his.
That's what I was thinking.
Elvis Mayberry. Elvis Mayberry.
I think she's going to be pretty busy, and also, well, we see in this first episode she really got a quick education on Black history.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting, enlightening. Coming from Seattle and coming to Georgia, you wouldn't expect to hear about the Black Panther Party and going back there. Well, and a lot of people may not still know who the Black Panther Party is. Mm-hmm. But that was interesting that Meg put that in the first episode, but she put so many wonderful things in this first episode that really dealt with the overall Black culture and family dynamic and also history.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
yes.
I loved it.
Seriously. Yeah.
So piggybacking off of that, after meeting Ava at the party, not at the party, at the church, she invited her to a party that she ended up sneaking out of the house to go to. And that's where the situation happened. Michaela, as we mentioned, gave her a hard time for not knowing who the Black Panther Party was. How did we feel about that? Because I kind of felt like, whether you're from Seattle or not, like, how do you not know who the Black Panther Party is?
I feel like our educational system definitely needs work, regardless of what state you're in. And granted, like, a lot of us didn't know who the Central Park Five were either. Until Netflix killed it. It could be a generational thing. It could also just seriously be an educational aspect of what we're getting taught.
And piggybacking off of that, as far as the educational aspect goes, she mentioned like Wakanda. She's like, okay, Wakanda. I don't remember that character, but it's just so funny because a lot of us now and in our generations don't get education from school, but actually from movies or Instagram.
Great point.
Exactly. So
internet. Internet. And the internet can be truthful and not truthful. So you really have to be careful about the information you extract from the internet. But being a former school teacher myself, at a certain point, kids are not being taught Black history. And so it definitely depends on what area maybe your school is in or what kind of school you go to, like if it's a charter school or private school. But it just really depends. We won't get into all of that. But, you know, with the internet now taking, the internet too, it's kind of raising the kids nowadays, so to speak.
I also like within the series, like how they spoke of the family raising, like how you're raised by a village, basically. And so, like, with them being such in a small town with so many different cultures, I feel like they're being taught their culture through their family, whether it's like a cousin or an uncle or an aunt. And I think that was the difference of them growing up in Seattle, where they were the only family and they didn't have like that family support. And then now being in Columbus, it's like,
or in this case, it could be a bully who points it out, and kind of unfortunately she had to find out in a very embarrassing way. It was funny the line she said, "Sleepless in Seattle, but you're still not woke."
Yes,
like, they had to kind of put
that
her on
was a great
Street.
Line.
It was a great
line. It was a great line. I love that.
It was mean, but it was a really, really good line. And sometimes it kind of just takes that kind of situation to, you know, put you in there.
And also to piggyback off what she said, being around your family is how you learn your Black history. Let's be real clear. Like, it seriously comes from the community. It comes from your family. That's how the stories are getting told. And if you're not hearing it, you don't know.
But it takes a village when we say our family. Which is great, because when we say family, we mean generational. So even if you're older generation, you're learning from the new generation, and it's a give and take. And that's the beauty of it, having the generations and families. So whether you're from a younger generation or old, we can all teach each other something that's profound and meaningful. And that's what I really like most about seeing how this show will develop throughout the season.
For sure.
Yeah. And speaking of learning things through family, even if it is embarrassing way, her parents ended up coming to the party to teach her a lesson on sneaking out. What did you guys think about that?
I'm not going to lie. I would be that parent. I'm like, oh, you have an extra secret account I don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, no, I'm not... You're not just gonna come home.
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna shake what I gave you.
Yes. Exactly.
Best line also.
But wasn't it so funny?
It was hilarious.
It was clever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that would be worse than me getting
grounded.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My phone being taken away and see my parents walking up in this party and it's a cute boy I want to impress and that would just be so embarrassing.
But the parents ended up feeling their own embarrassment when they had to try to sneak her back into the house and then grandma caught up with them.
Yes.
So they found out their way too, right?
Yeah.
It's funny.
I was surprised that she really didn't jump down their throats about it.
Mm-hmm.
She threw a little shade. But it wasn't like she didn't get preachy about it.
Which is good.
Yeah.
She needed to kind of let them, you know, handle their parenting themselves.
It's their child.
Which I think we're going to see a lot of in this show is kind of her having to step back and let them take control as their parents.
Mm-hmm. Thinking of it, like going back just like a little bit. Okay, did you guys see when they're like, ooh, look at your child. Like the husband. He's like, this is your child. Mm-hmm. You know how you pass it off? Like he's like,
look at
your
sister.
Uh-huh.
And then he's like, I blame the parents.
So that was pretty
funny. And they have nothing to say at that point.
Yeah, like, nothing they can do. Yeah.
But yeah.
So then all of that led up to one of our final scenes, which is the actual family reunion. We got to see everybody come together. And it was at that family reunion that Mose and Coco decided that they're going to stay in Seattle, that Mose was going to retire, and that they were going to move their family to Seattle. But, of course, Jade wasn't happy about
it. Sorry.
To Columbus, from Seattle. Yeah. And, of course, Jade, being the teenager that she is, not wanting to move away from her friends, was not happy about that. Do you think that she was well in her rights to be upset?
Well, I mean, she's a teenager, so I'm not to shake teenagers, but seriously, sometimes, especially when you're teenagers, your emotions are so high, you're just dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is dramatic, but she does have a valid point. In fact, that I'm 15, 16. You're actually moving me before like my junior and senior year of high school to make new friends and graduate a new school. That is a valid concern.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm calling her Princess Pouty like everyone else.
Yeah,
I mean, at this point, like, your parents know best. I know at that age, we're like, no, they don't. But I think she's going to warm up and be like, yeah, this was a great move. But,
yeah.
Well, it's all about taking her out of her comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she loves her friends and she's got her world back in Seattle. And, you know, now you're taking her away from that. Not only away from Seattle, it'd be different if they were moving from Seattle to L.A. or something.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But they're moving to Columbus, Georgia in the deep south.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be an adjustment, but sometimes it's not as easy for kids to make friends. But, you know, they've got a lot of family there. She showed that she is starting to warm up to it.
Yeah, I actually think I would be a little bit more worried about her if she didn't get to meet Ava or Drew or kind of see, you know, her meeting more people and kind of getting adjusted. So it made me feel a little better as a viewer to be like, okay, yeah, she's sad that she's moving, but she kind of has a friend base that she's building and it looks like she's beginning to enjoy it. So
yeah,
that wraps up our show, but let's get into all of our fun stuff, the news and gossip, the special segment. What's up with our special segment?
Well, special segment, I just wanted to ask you lovely ladies, what did you think about the corporal punishment? Do you believe in that?
I'll start real quick. For me, it's going to depend on the situation, but I do believe in whoopings.
Mm-hmm.
Only because some people say that when a kid gets a spanked or a whooping that they don't know why. You know why you're in trouble. You really don't have to guess. So I don't think me giving you a whooping is really going to take anything away from the situation. But it also shows you I'm serious.
What do you think, Kia?
I like the dynamic of both. Like, okay, you need a whooping sometimes. But then sometimes it takes, like, your parents to go to that party and you're like, yo, y'all tripping. I'll think the next time. Like, I'll rethink the situation.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny, and kind of going back to the show because I forgot to mention this, but with them, their new school approach was embarrassing her, going to the party.
Yes.
But then you had the situation where grandma got the belt. And
a vintage Dior.
Yes, a vintage Dior to handle it. And of course, she was able to weasel her way out of the whooping, but it just shows how different it is.
Yeah.
I think for me personally, because I grew up in an old school environment, but I'm growing up now, I'm continuing to grow now in a new school. I'm not against whoopings. I just think, one, it shouldn't be a beating. You shouldn't be beating your child. Right. And two, I think communication is very important. Yes. I know for me, I got whoopings as a kid when I deserved them. Mm-hmm. But my parents always made sure to apologize. And they made sure to always explain to me why this is happening. Uh-huh. And that they were doing it out of love and not because I was some crazy mad person who made them upset. And I think as long as you have that communication with your kids, it's okay to do some sort of punishment.
Well, I'm going to look at it from two different viewpoints. One, as being a teacher, former teacher, and a parent myself. Nowadays, you know you can't do corporal punishment with kids. And like you said, definitely beating a kid. I think the best line is communication nowadays, and definitely taking away things that kids don't like. But, you know, a little tap on the back didn't hurt anybody. It certainly didn't hurt me.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you can't get through to a kid at a certain point, then maybe a tap, a love tap might be
love
the answer.
Yeah, that's what it should be. It should be a love tap.
A couple of them.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get into our top three, Shay. Let's talk about it.
Hey, guys. So our top three today is going to be our top three favorite TV shows of blended families that we've seen over the years. So number three, of course, is going to be Family Matters.
Classic.
And plus, we do have Aunt Maybelle, who also starred in Family Matters as Rachel. Right? Come on. So it has to happen. Two is Moesha, where we have, you know, Miss Shirley Ralph coming in as a stepmom.
Yes.
And blending that family. Honorable mention, though, before I get to our top one, is going to be My Wife and Kids.
Yes, one of my favorites.
Because it's just, it's the Wayans vibe, and it's everything. And it's still funny today when you watch it back.
Yeah.
And so, number one, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It has to be Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yes.
Just because, you know, Will Smith, he moves to L.A. from Philadelphia to live in this new big giant mansion and different culture than he's used to because he's from Philly. And then, you know, even when his dad comes into the picture, that was seriously still the most life-changing episode that ever happened on TV. And it's still talked about today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I think that's why it's a great show, too.
Those are awesome. Yeah. You know, just quickly add, and I thought about it with this whole dynamic of this show and what the shows that you just named. I thought about Blackish.
Yes. I don't mention Blackish.
Yes.
Because they incorporate, first of all, it's a mixed family, mixed race family with Bo. Bo, of course, being biracial. But, the husband, I'm getting blank. Right. Being from the hood, like, you know, and that whole dynamic of raising your kids in a really nice neighborhood. But they do, through Lawrence Fishburne, give them history lessons. They always try to have a really great meaning or purpose behind each show, a lesson. That has to deal with history or whatever.
Yes. So such great Black family classics that we have to go reference. I could think of so many more that we could add to the list, but I definitely would say those are my top three, too.
Definitely.
In addition to your honorable mentions.
But that was a great list.
Yeah, I love that.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
All right, let's get into news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
What's going on?
All right, so happy belated birthday to Tia and
Tamara. Happy birthday, our Cancer sisters.
Yes. So they recently had a birthday.
Okay.
Well, we got a happy birthday for us.
Yes. All right.
Yeah.
We're all super
three
cute.
Cancers.
Super cute. All these Cancers and just me, old Aries, sitting here. But
it's a conversation.
Fire and water. Right?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Let's get back into it. So definitely happy birthday to them. Their birthday was on July 6th. So that's exciting. And then you guys have to see Pump and Dump with Tia. And so it's a Netflix a promotional YouTube video, and she's literally pumping her breast and normalizing breastfeeding, and she's just talking. She's talking about the series, and she's also talking about just juggling it all. And I love when they mentioned, like, what about that infamous question, like, how do you find a work-life balance? Like, how many times do you get that question? And she's like, I get that question a ton of times. And she's like, of course, I don't really find a work-life balance. Like, it doesn't take traditional values. And she takes away from the stigma of women doing it all. And she's like, hey, in my family, we don't have traditional values. Like, I take out the garbage sometime, and my husband cooks dinner. And so I thought that was super cute.
And he's such a nice guy, Corey.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
He is. Yeah.
And then she also dives into the show, the family reunion that we all had the fantastic and amazing time watching. And she's talking about how it was important for communication and teaching our children. I think in this episode, we all learned a lot. And she's like teaching them about their culture, which we seen in the first episode, mm-hmm. and teaching them about communication, or teaching them about racism, which I'm guessing we're gonna see soon. But so I really love that aspect, and it was cute because literally, guys, the entire time she's pumping her breast, like,
that's
so
amazing.
It was so, oh my god, like, it was to die for. So if you haven't seen it, guys, just go on her right now. It's on her Instagram, like the little bio, but hopefully it's still there by this time. But yeah.
Yeah, definitely go watch that. I think it's great that she does something like that in addition to doing family reunion. She continues to just show that she's a great mom, and now we're going to get to see her be a great mom on the show.
So yes, that's, and that's what she talks about. She talks about just loving the character that she is. So
great. Well, now that we've gotten all of that out of the way, let's talk about our predictions for the next show, for the series.
Now, you're After Buzz TV.
What are you thinking, Regina?
I'm thinking that Miss Jade is going to experience a lot of growing pains down in Columbus, Georgia. And that, of course, Medea and Coco, they're going to have some bonding moments.
Great. I predict a musical guest that we'll guess at a later date. And I really predict that this is going to be a change for everybody for coming from the city and to move into Columbus, and how the family is going to cope. Not only just doing the move, but also having to live together until Moe's and Coco find their own house.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I predict Jay never, ever not knowing her history. I think she's going to hit the books after this.
I hope so. Yeah.
Let's go to the library.
My prediction is that we definitely are going to see some bonding moments from Medea and Coco, but I think we're also going to see a little bit of butting heads.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have the mother of your husband. We already see from the show he's a mama's boy, so he's going to have to deal with the, you know, the issues with that. And then just kind of battling between the old school and new school, or what is going to be okay for her kids versus what the grandma thinks is okay for her grandkids. So I think that's going to be something we definitely see on this show. So that wraps up our show for today. We are so excited that you watched and you joined us, and we are so excited to continue watching the rest of the episodes. Zakiya, you want to start us off by letting us know who you are?
Hi, I am Zakiya. Again, follow me at Zakiya_W_.
You guys can find me at Real Shade Jones on Twitter and Instagram, Mondays Grand Hotel at 8 p.m. and Tuesdays Good Trouble at 7.
And I'm Regina Coles, and you can definitely hit me up on Instagram and Twitter.
And I'm Alexis Brown. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at I Am Lexi Fierce. This has been our show for today. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you later.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.